It's the We Never Sold. My name's G Money.
Andy Young.
Ashley.
Big C.
In the building, man. Better late than ever. And this week, guys have really, really been on our case.
Did you say better late than ever? I love it.
Better late than ever. So much to get through today. I saw a story in our group earlier, guys. How is integrity going to be added to the curriculum of school in Kenya? There's going to be an integrity club. Like how you have the scouts, you have this. Now you
definitely
have
needed.
Integrity club.
First of all, guys used to go for CU and OCS, one, either because they were forced, or two, because they had exams the following day. But no one used to care about integrity in school that much.
Right.
So how, and this is meant to, you know, reduce the, incidences of indiscipline, you know, get guys' performances going
basically
up.
They just don't want us to fake our way into tenders. Wow. Pretty
right,
much.
Right.
Because what is this
integrity
now?
For like, what? Integrity in class four.
Integrity
for
class.
For us not to steal
like
bread.
It's very important though.
No, but it's very, actually,
this,
bro,
this
true story.
A compulsory unit.
You know what? You
yes.
know what? You
not
know what?
A club.
I actually agree.
Oh,
so Saturday night, my daughter and niece are at my house, right? So, man, they watch TV until 2 a.m. But you know what? I'm glad my daughter's a snitch because her bigger cousin. We wanted to watch some other music videos. And I was just like, thank God that shit is on YouTube Kids or some shit.
Right.
Right? Then she comes. She's like, Baba, Abby wants to watch a video mommy said we shouldn't watch. I'm like, damn, nigga. Like, I'm in bed. And you woke me up to tell me that.
Integrity.
That is what you call motherfucking integrity.
Nah,
so shout going
snitch,
out to
bro.
All of the teachers who are teaching. Yo, that
that's
is integrity. Like, had I woken up and just
that's
found them watching,
that's
like, what's this new Spice video? My God.
Don't even go there,
bro.
But
on that case, also they need to be taught sex education.
No, they don't.
They do. It shouldn't just be
it's
biology.
Either that or they're
it's
going
very
to discover
important.
Through a Spice music video.
Let
bro.
Me tell you how I learned about sex and gonorrhea and
tell
crabs.
Us.
My mom literally used, on our school rides, she literally used to just be like, do you know what gonorrhea is? Okay, Google it. Do you know what crabs is? And she always
my
used
God,
to tell
you
me,
had Google.
Getting pregnant is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Get
your
pregnant, it's
smart.
Fine. Yeah. And I feel like that's so important for kids to learn. Because how many kids don't use protection now?
Many.
Like, it's so important. It's not telling them don't have sex. It's telling them, listen, if you choose to, this is what you need to know.
My thing is this,
so
man.
Integrity and sex education.
Bro,
top two.
Or just watch tape measure.
And finance.
Or they just need to get, need to get on Twitter.
Let me tell you, I, like, speak about Tape Measure by Spice. Do you guys see the
bro, yeah. I watched the some homie dropped it on the work group. I was like,
okay, honestly, I only watched the trailer.
I watched the trailer and I was going, no, did you really need to watch
the trailer that did everything?
Yeah, you didn't need to watch it.
I didn't watch the music video. I saw all I needed to see, and it was enough.
Niggas were doing research, banner. Man, see that thread. Guess what? Like, yo, he's a porn actor. What? I'm like, how the fuck do you know this?
Really?
Yeah, he's a porn actor. So basically,
the guy who was
underneath. Yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about, Spice dropped a song called Tape Measure, where she uses like a measuring tape, and she's like trying to measure the size of the manhood of the guys in the video. And there's an explicit 15 second clip where a nigga has his schlong. Just out there.
Yo, my name is
schlonging.
That nigga, that was, man, I don't want to fucking talk about it. But you know what? Here's the thing.
What, the size?
No, I like, the, you know, huh? No, I wanted to.
You like? You walked into that one.
No,
you know
what I like about the video?
Right there on the screen,
what I like about the video was actually the, you know, the racial profiling. There was a dark guy and there was
the
a
balance.
Light guy. I was
the
just
balance.
Like, oh, this is good. That was my key takeaway.
But
oh, you like interracial? That's your category. Calvin.
Wasn't it a bit like,
but how the fuck are you going to drop
though.
That though?
Like,
nah,
in terms
but
of,
you know, Robin Thicke have been doing this thing since back in the day.
Robin Thicke for what?
Have you watched the video for, not Give It To Me, what's it called? Him and T.I.
Hey,
they in a football field, yeah.
Oh no, that's not the one.
I know you want it. I know you want it.
That's how you know you want it.
Girl.
That's not the one.
There's an actual editor's cut.
Right.
And these babes are naked.
Oh yes.
So
yes.
There's so many
tits
music videos
right?
back in the day.
I remember that video, yeah.
Yeah, the director's cuts where women are just Yeah. Really? So many Jamaican songs. This is not the first time we're seeing this, bro. Bro,
even look for that.
Even Wallstar Hip Hop back in the day YouTube, they used to have their own X-rated videos where, yes, this rapper's going to strip clubs and everything, and the girl them are bare naked, bro. Everything. Damn. They're not censoring anything. So, nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it served its purpose. Mm. I haven't really even listened to the song.
Same.
Like, I haven't really
listened to the song. Is it playing on radio?
No.
Not yet. Yeah. Well, it's about to.
Yeah.
So, that's why we need integrity classes.
Integrity class. Yeah, man.
And sexual health education.
And speaking of
sex
school.
Ed.
But now that we're talking about that, yo, so my daughter, I took out my family for dinner. This past weekend, right? My mom's birthday. Mm. So my daughter calls me and tells me Monday, she's like, hey, Baba, how much was the bill? I'm like,
aww, you're like an independent lady.
Yeah, kids are usually concerned.
I'm like, what's your point? Mm. She's like, so you know mom's birthday is coming up and I want to take her to that same restaurant. Aww. I was like, pretty woman.
That's nice. would you actually give her the money to take the mumsy out?
Not the much I spent.
What?
She's getting a G.
Ah, come on, Calvin. Bro,
see me a pay for
after
other
you
things,
but the best example.
No. Anyway, okay, let me stop being a douchebag. She told me she wants 3 Gs.
Oh, so you're gonna give her 3 Gs? Budgeted.
Yeah, she was like 3 Gs. But now the problem was this. So I was like, yo, you ain't got an M-Pesa. Oh. Nah.
call me and give me the till.
So now she's like, yo, pick me up and give me the cash. So I'm like, but you gotta go to school and spend that money. Mm. So I don't trust her. I don't know. I think I need to discuss with the mom. But then again, I'm like, should I discuss with the mom? Because this woman started surprised. Yeah, so I'm just like,
you know how women are never usually broke? Mm. The birthday is probably gonna cost 1200 bob. Mm. So the other 1800 is her pocket money. But
they're probably going KFC or some shit. I think so. One of those. But she anyway, it's her mom's birthday, so that should be something.
Oh, that's sweet.
She sent me a message. She's like, oh, today's the last day. Today's the last day I'll be as young as I'll ever be.
Wow.
I sent her a message. I was like, huh?
Who's her friends? Who's she hanging out with, bro? That's so
I like
deep.
That she's even confusing you.
She was like, what? I sent her a message. I was like, huh?
Why are you like, are you my type?
No. Like, it took me so long. Then I was like, oh, that's right. Tomorrow's your birthday. Yeah.
Cute.
Wow. I mean, dads always forget.
That was my dad's birthday yesterday. Was it today? Monday?
Happy belated.
Monday.
So, guys, I have a confession to make. You know, you guys were dissing, well, Calvin, you were dissing the school I went to a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah, you didn't make them look good.
Yeah, for some random reason, right? Today, I Googled the new school rules for the school I attended. My school was called Jamaica College. Fam, I'm with you guys. I didn't really go to school. Fam, let me tell you. So I Googled the school rules for this place. And I was just like, because, you know, a lot of people on Twitter, whenever I say anything nowadays, they say, but did you go to school based upon what they heard in the podcast? So I Googled some school rules. And I want to read this to you guys and tell me how this sounds to you, right?
Mm.
So on one of the school rules, it says, driving. Students will only be allowed to drive to school with permission from the school's administration. This is a privilege and can be suspended or withdrawn at the discretion of the principal.
Have you guys ever seen that meme on Twitter that goes like...
Should I tell you that in my high school, people used to pull up in Porsches that they're driving?
No, you didn't need to tell us that, but...
Okay. That's really? Not a, I feel like that's
you
fine.
Just, you just ruined the whole setup. Like,
everything.
We were about to just... We were about to throw a black kid with flies on it, but
anyway,
I feel like those rules have changed over the years.
Fam, like you can drive to school in Kenya.
Back in the day,
this is high school, bro.
High school.
This is high school.
You drive to school.
This is a high school.
Like,
bro.
What kind of freedom is that, bro? You're leaving school at what is it? 1:30. Then you have a car.
Yeah.
So you might as well get a kid in form 2.
So this is a school rule. It says what wristwatches should either be black, blue, gold, silver, or brown.
As opposed
gold.
To
gold. Gold.
The rainbow.
They didn't even fucking say fake gold.
Look at this. Hair. Hair must be properly groomed and neat with a length of no more than 1 inch at the highest point. Hair must be neatly combed. students must have a tapered fade that is gradual. There may only be one straight part of no more than 2 inches in length. Exemptions can be given by the principal.
That's dope.
Even as very, I've very, never wanted more.
I actually think
like
that's
this.
Very considerate. That's a very considerate. Wait, gee, it's a very considerate
cell
rule.
Phone policy.
Hold up, you know why? They changed after you left because you ain't got no goddamn hair.
I had hair at school though. Come on. I had enough hair at school. Cell phone policy. Students can take cell phones to school. However, they must be turned off between 7:30 a.m. and 2:45 p.m. Absolutely no phones to be used during the day. Phones used during school hours will be confiscated for 100 days.
Hey!
Whoa. Boss.
100 days.
Bro, like,
students who are in breach and refuse to hand in their phone will be suspended for 2 days for defiance.
What is 2 days suspension?
You know what? That's actually another considerate rule. Bro, gee, had they had that shit when you were in Jamaica College, your parking lot would have been full. Have you seen how big cell phones were that time?
But you know what? But reading these rules, don't you realize that this is like, it's a very modern school.
Yeah, it really is. It actually is.
These kids are very dating with the changing
but,
times.
But gee, 2:30 though. Like, what is actually going on? 7:30 to 2:30.
They added like 45 minutes to the school day, apparently.
1:45.
How many minutes? 45.
Like, so I used to leave school at 1:45, but now these kids are leaving school at 2:35 or 2:30.
Wow. Yeah, such a big difference.
But I feel like those, like some of those rules.
I mean, that's good, though.
Fine. Yeah, like I will.
They're good.
Let me ask a question. Like, right, in 10 years' time, you'll be whatever age you are. Mm. You're accomplished, you have this. Maybe you'll be in a position to buy JoJo a car, right? When she's 18, 17, 18, right? Mm. Well, how old do you have to be to drive over here?
18.
18,
9?
Right?
9,
apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the question I would ask, and I grew up thinking, I grew up so poor, I thought that it was a luxury to have a car. Like, we'd never own a car. Mm. When I saw my grandmother buying cars, I was like, whoa! This is crazy.
This is
different. Seriously.
Mm. Oh, gee, I was about to give you a really bad joke. Do you want to hear it?
She's going to give it anyway.
Forgive me, this is fucking rude. You grew up so poor you couldn't pay attention at school. That's why you had to leave
oh
early.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Pay me no mind. So, I'm saying, like, honestly, I would not have a problem with my 18-year-old driving to school.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So I think coming from a very 844 system, they really push this uniformity thing a lot. Like when they say you can't have hair. Mm. Mm. You can't have do this and that to the hair. Mm-hmm. What. So cars, hey, bro, we're still very far from that.
Like, I was in a IG school, and most of those rules were what we used to go by. Mm. Even, like, the cell phone, like, you can use your cell phone during lunch or break or break time.
First of all,
but who do you really need to talk to?
It's their friend.
I don't know.
No. Who do you really need to talk to?
Also, people used to be able to pull up at school with their own cars, if need
be. Yeah, but you're at school. Why do you need a cell phone? All of your friends are here.
I don't know.
No,
is there
not
a rock song like that? All of my friends are here.
Crazy games, go on social media. I don't know. No.
Anyway, by the way, speaking about money for cars and stuff, it's only us who are poor.
Yeah?
It's only us who are poor. Listen, this is from the Business Daily, right? Mm. Demand for luxury Swiss watches soars despite economic meltdown. Hmm? All right, look at this. Africans, as in all of us, so far this year have bought 88,941 pieces of Swiss luxury timepieces.
Yeah, to sell
That's
them back again.
Crazy.
Damn.
It's the hustling game.
That's Africa.
Flip the money. So we're flipping the money, bro. Because what these watches, Africans do. Okay, I haven't seen Africans flexing their watches that.
That's crazy, boss.
Men are bigger about the watches.
Boss, you haven't been to Karen Country Club.
Fam.
Yeah, I haven't.
By the way, guys, do you know what? Guys are wearing watches.
Guys are wearing. Man, really? Yo, I went to the shop at Yaya. I was going to get one of my watches readjusted. Then that lady was like, you don't want to look at some of our watches? She's like, yo, check this shit out. Man, one of them was like 545.
Is that the place you press the bell to get in?
I think it's the one, eh? The one that's all locked up. Second floor, one floor.
The
lady.
Yeah.
She was like 545, man. I looked at that thing, I was like,
I don't know if I could. No, I get it. But I don't know if I could buy a watch from
yeah,
a dealer here. I don't know.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Yo, we sell fake gold, bro.
Bro, yeah. I could not see myself. Like, there's a.
What if they tell you, listen, you can go to the airport and receive it? Like with dancers and shit. Wow. You know, like how we received the vaccine.
Then I'd rather wait till I go abroad.
Red carpet and that.
I just don't trust it. You know, like I want watches in the box. It has the card, the service card.
Yeah.
The this, that. Like, even like, you know, like.
Warranty.
That service card, you can get your watch fixed in any particular, that brand around the world. You know, my brother was giving me a pen while we were in Ibiza. It was a Rolex pen. He goes, keep this pen for me till I come next month. I said to him, how much did this pen cost? He goes, it was $400. I'm like,
Jesus
nigga,
Christ.
Keep that shit.
You know, that's actually...
Because you know I'm going to Kenya to leave it in the studio.
But you know, that's actually true, right? Like, I was having a conversation I was on a table with a bunch of guys with rollies, like different colors and shit. Blue, green, what? Mm-mm. And one of these was giving a story about how he had an issue with it. And he had to, one of his pals was going to Egypt and was like, yo, could you go with this and have it done for me? What? I was like,
yeah, it's crazy, bro.
I'm glad it's not
like watches be going through terminal 1A.
Wow.
I like watches. I mean, I was never really into watches so much until maybe 2 years ago. But when I got into it,
what changed?
Now you post everything you post about has a watch.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, Zimani. To me, it's nothing. You know, to me, it's just another watch.
Right.
Another one.
Yeah, you guys tell the time. So, like, help someone like me. Like, when did it change for you?
So, it changed for... All right.
You know what? They didn't believe in you.
God did.
No, it changed for me, and I'll be honest, my brother got into watches. Because I've always liked watches. Like, I've always had a nice watch. But, like, the levels now that, like, man's getting to, I was never there until he got into it. And then I started to research the history. And then realizing that a simple Swatch... Swatch is the company that saved the watch industry.
Yeah.
Simply by adopting they call it the quartz revolution of like, there's a time when no one was buying like these luxury brands. Swatch came in, and now Swatch owns so many of those luxury brands. It's an incredible story. And even like for the watch, one of the watches that I have, the story of how it was the first pilot's watch, and it was made because this guy who was testing out flight, he went to the head of Cartier and said, listen, I need a watch I can wear on my wrist so that I can look at it when I'm flying, as opposed to having the watch on a string around your neck. So there's so many,
there's actually,
like, even Richie Mille, these songs.
Richard Mille, with the rappers and
the
shit.
The rappers and the Formula One drivers. Yeah. The fact that those watches are so ugly, but they're made... Right. The material they're made with is so high end.
Yeah.
That's why they go for the prices that they go
and you know,
for.
And you know what? So what's happened to the watches and stuff, right? So like back in the day, so you'd get like a Rolly and you go to your jewelry guy and you tell him, ice it out. So that has kind of faded out in rap now.
That ruins the watch.
Yeah. Mm. So now you wear it the way it is. Right? So all of that, and you take it to like Jacob the jeweler to do this and that shit's done. So when you're wearing your Philip Patek, boom.
Yeah. For me, I just think it's a cultural thing, and it's a good investment because the price and the value of watches is going up in a world where everything's going down. Listen, it is the whenever, so let's get this out.
Yes, sir.
My name's G-Money.
Andy Young.
Ashley.
Watch this.
Oh, all right. Gosh. Okay, Asher.